by noon for the Justice Department. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. This is the deadline set by a federal magistrate for redactions to the affidavit that led to the Trump raid in Florida.
Judge Bruce Reinhart is the one who signed off of the DOJ's request to execute that search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, a raid that's been in full contention and protest by Trump and his legal team from day one. This Monday, the judge redacted DOJ's argument, the entire affidavit under seal, citing the, quote, intense public and historical interest.
Fox's Phil Keating in Miami. Once the redactions are in, the judge has no deadline on deciding what to release. The raid came during a probe that included the handling of classified materials. The southern border gets another visit from Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas today.
This is going to be Mayorkas' third trip this year, and today he will be over in the Del Rio sector. That's about 60 miles north from where we are. DHS confirming to Fox News, it will not be open to the press.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Eagle Pass, Texas.
This sector, meantime, which encompasses Eagle Pass, has become the latest ground zero, with more large migrant groups illegally crossing here than any other place.
The Maverick County Sheriff telling Fox News he'd rather have the president or vice president getting a firsthand look at the surge as more busloads of migrants roll into New York City from Texas.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott defending what New York officials have called a political ploy. A nuclear power plant in Ukraine seized by Russia is now cut off from the electrical grid for the first time after fires damaged the last remaining transmission line. Russia and Ukraine have blamed each other for fighting near the plant. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
COVID is now blamed for nearly 6.5 million deaths worldwide, including over 1 million in the U.S. The head of the World Health Organization urging a renewed push to vaccinate those most at risk.
1/3 of the world's population remains unvaccinated, including 2/3 of health workers and 3/4 of older adults in low-income countries.
More than 12 billion doses of vaccine have been distributed globally. Colleges and universities in the U.S. are getting schooled by the government on how to prevent the spread of monkeypox.
More than 1,000 college officials from across the country met virtually with federal health officials to prepare for a monkeypox response on campuses. Included in the briefing is a guide to help clinics on campuses identify monkeypox, prepare specimens, and control infection spread. College administrators are urged to consider congregate living situations and plans to isolate staff, volunteers, or students who have monkeypox. The monkeypox virus spreads through direct close or intimate contact. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There are signs that Europe's outbreak may be easing, with a more than 20% drop in cases reported globally in the past week. American Express is being sued for racial discrimination by a former employee who's white. Brian Netzel, who was fired in 2020, has filed a federal lawsuit in Arizona seeking class action status.
The suit contends that following the George Floyd killing, American Express executives implemented policies they claimed to enforce racial equity in their workplace, but which Netzel claims prevented white employees from achieving promotions, targeted them unfairly for disciplinary action, or incentivized managers to reduce the number of white employees.
Fox's Evan Brown. American Express says that suit is without merit. Stocks slightly higher. The Dow's up 41 points. That's enough to get back over 33K. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.